This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Oh, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Paul Simon's making a surprise return to touring with his Quiet Celebration Tour in 2025. Simon, who retired from touring in 2018, announced the tour after performing a duet with Sabrina Carpenter on SNL 50. The tour kicks off April 4th in New Orleans, wraps up this summer in Seattle, and is stopping by St. Louis for two nights at Stiefel Theater on April 28th and 29th. Simon previously cited personal reasons for retiring, but now it seems he's ready for the comeback. Tickets go on sale Friday at paulsimon.com. They looked range $65 to about $300.
Garfunkel still around?
No. Well, he is.
He's alive.
Not participating.
Right.
He would sound better if Art was with him.
Yes, indeed.
Ooh, it was not good.
No.
Ugh.
And Ethan said he saw Simon and Garfunkel when they were at, I guess, Savas Center back then.
Yeah, it was Savas Center.
And
it was amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
It was like, I told Carl, it's probably hands down the best concert I've ever heard.
Wow.
Like, the sound was just amazing. And
what year was that?
Early 2000s, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to say like 4 or 5, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was awesome. Wendy's is expanding its AI-powered drive-through order with Fresh AI. It's rolling out the technology up to 600 locations after the successful pilot at nearly 100 restaurants. CEO Kirk Tanner announced the move on February 13th, citing improvements in customer experience and labor efficiency. The Fresh AI, developed by Google Cloud, is designed to enhance order accuracy and adaptability. Tanner, who personally tests the system multiple times a week, expressed confidence in the continued improvement. If successful, Wendy's may expand Fresh AI chain-wide.
Help me understand what that means.
They are using...
At the drive-thru?
Yes. You don't talk to a person. You'll talk to a computer.
Here's the problem. Now, many times you have the fast food restaurants where you drive through, and whenever you order something, it shows you everything you ordered.
Yes.
So you can look on the screen and confirm it. Where you run into a problem is the person who's putting said items in the bag. So just replacing the person who's taking the order with a bot isn't really going to solve the problem.
Yeah.
It's the incompetent people who put a cheeseburger in there instead of my, you know, quarter pounder with cheese. That's very different.
Yes. Very different.
Yep.
Or the special order cheeseburger with nothing on it but meat and
cheese. Cow and bread.
Yeah, thank you. And then you get one with the mustard and the ketchup,
like.
And then your daughter won't eat it.
Cow and bread.
Huh? Give it 2 years and they'll be having AI do that too.
Could be.
And then no one will have jobs anymore.
I know Nicole just told you about a scam, but the Better Business Bureau warns of a scam texting taxpayers with fake texts claiming they are owed a $1,400 stimulus check.
Ooh.
The IRS does not send such messages, and clicking the included link could expose users to fraud or malware. While the IRS recently issued automatic payments to those who missed their pandemic stimulus checks, recipients are notified by mail, not text. The BBB advised ignoring these messages and never sharing personal information. The IRS does not use text, emails, or social media for official communication.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do not do it.
Don't
do
worry. I won't.
Do not get them.
Mark, tell Mark that directly.
Bank information.
Thank you.
Mark Cox.
Don't go get them a gift card, a preloaded gift card, Mark.
Don't worry. I'm safe. The Quaker Oat Company has recalled 10,000 boxes of Pearl Milling Company original pancake and waffle mix due to undeclared milk, which poses a risk for individuals with milk allergies. The affected 2-pound boxes sold in 11 states, including Illinois. They have a UPC code that ends in 65040. This is up on our website if you want to make sure of this. And a Best Buy date of September 13th, 2025. The mix was previously sold under the Aunt Jemima brand, but now it is just the Pearl Milling brand.
Undeclared milk.
Yeah.
Is that not pasteurized?
Well, but no,
it's like powdered milk, I think they put in there.
Is that the one where you add water instead
right.
of milk?
I believe so.
So the milk's okay already
so
in
So the milk's already there.
I think you would know that, but maybe not.
And a recent study raised alarms about artificial intelligence systems surpassing the self-replication red line, with Meta's Llama 31 and Alibaba's Qin 25 successfully creating copies of themselves.
Nice.
The robots are coming.
Musk says, forget it. Grok is better, or whatever he's come up with.
Until it takes over the world.
He should have called it Gronk. That'd have been better.
I think that's taken.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Paul Simon's making a surprise return to touring with his Quiet Celebration Tour in 2025. Simon, who retired from touring in 2018, announced the tour after performing a duet with Sabrina Carpenter on SNL 50. The tour kicks off April 4th in New Orleans, wraps up this summer in Seattle, and is stopping by St. Louis for two nights at Stiefel Theater on April 28th and 29th. Simon previously cited personal reasons for retiring, but now it seems he's ready for the comeback. Tickets go on sale Friday at paulsimon.com. They looked range $65 to about $300.
Garfunkel still around?
No. Well, he is. He's not.
He's alive.
Not participating.
Right.
He would sound better if Art was with him.
Yes, indeed.
Ooh, it was not good.
No. But Ethan said he saw Simon and Garfunkel when they were at, I guess, Savas Center back then.
Yeah, it was Savas Center.
And
it was amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
It was like, I told Carl, it's probably hands down the best concert I've ever heard.
Wow.
Like, the sound was just amazing. And
what year was that?
Early 2000s, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to say like 4 or 5, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was awesome. Wendy's is expanding its AI-powered drive-through order with Fresh AI. It's rolling out the technology up to 600 locations after the successful pilot at nearly 100 restaurants. CEO Kirk Tanner announced the move on February 13th, citing improvements in customer experience and labor efficiency. The Fresh AI, developed by Google Cloud, is designed to enhance order accuracy and adaptability. Tanner, who personally tests the system multiple times a week, expressed confidence in the continued improvement. If successful, Wendy's may expand Fresh AI chain-wide.
Help me understand what that means.
They are using...
At the drive-through?
Yes. You don't talk to a person. You'll talk to a computer.
Here's the problem. Now, many times you have the fast food restaurants where you drive through, and whenever you order something, it shows you everything you ordered.
Yes.
So you can look on the screen and confirm it. Where you run into a problem is the person who's putting said items in the bag. So just replacing the person who's taking the order with a bot isn't really going to solve the problem.
Yeah.
It's the incompetent people who put a cheeseburger in there instead of my, you know, quarter pounder with cheese. That's
very different.
Yes.
Very different.
Yep.
Or the special order cheeseburger with nothing on it but meat and
cow
cheese.
And bread.
Yeah, thank you. And then you get one with the mustard and the ketchup, like. And then your daughter won't eat it.
Cowan bread.
Huh? Give it 2 years, and they'll be having AI do that, too.
Could be.
And then no one will have jobs anymore.
I know Nicole just told you about a scam, but the Better Business Bureau warns of a scam texting taxpayers with fake texts claiming they are owed a $1,400 stimulus check.
Ooh.
The IRS does not send such messages, and clicking the included link could expose users to fraud or malware. While the IRS recently issued automatic payments to those who missed their pandemic stimulus checks, recipients are notified by mail, not text. The BBB advised ignoring these messages and never sharing personal information. The IRS does not use text, emails, or social media for official communication. Do not do it.
Don't worry, I won't.
Do not get them.
Tell Mark that directly.
Bank information.
Thank you.
Mark Cox.
Don't go get them a gift card, a preloaded gift card, Mark.
Don't worry, I'm safe. The Quaker Oat Company has recalled 10,000 boxes of Pearl Milling Company original pancake and waffle mix due to undeclared milk, which poses a risk for individuals with milk allergies. The affected 2-pound boxes sold in 11 states, including Illinois. They have a UPC code that ends in 65040. This is up on our website if you want to make sure of this. And a Best Buy date of September 13, 2025. The mix was previously sold under the Aunt Jemima brand, but now it is just the Pearl Milling brand.
Undeclared milk.
Yeah.
Is that not so, pasteurized?
Well, or? But no, I
it's
mean,
like powdered milk, I think they put in there.
Is that the one where you add water instead
right.
of milk?
I believe so.
So the milk's okay already
so
in
So the milk's
it.
Already yeah. there.
I think you would know that, but maybe not.
A recent study raised alarms about artificial intelligence systems surpassing the self-replication red line, with Meta's Llama 31 and Alibaba's Qin 25 successfully creating copies of themselves.
Nice.
The robots are coming.
Musk yep. says, forget it, Grok is better, or whatever he's come up with.
Until it takes over Gronk, the world.
He should have called it Gronk. That'd have been better.
I think All that's right. taken.
Taylor Riggs from Fox Business still ahead on the show this morning. Coming up at about 8:35, Jeremy Rosenthal, the attorney, up next. Stay tuned.